I just kind of padded by on my way over.
That's why we go out in the world. See, Americans are following the culture.
Okay.
And did you know the Bible says that the... Let me put this so the sun's on here. There you go. The Americans are following the culture. And did you know the Bible says, you know who the god of this culture is?
Nah.
Satan, the enemy of your soul, the devil.
Okay.
And Jesus came into the world, fully man, fully God. He came into the world to be a sacrifice for your sins and mine. Do you believe you've sinned against God?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have too. And he came to be a sacrifice. And Jesus said, if everyone... anyone, whosoever, that means anyone, is willing to believe on his name and repent. That means you got to know what you're doing is wrong and you got to be willing to turn from it. So if you're willing to turn from your ways and your worldliness and repent, the Bible says God, when he sees a willing vessel, will give you a new heart and a new mind. That happened to me. I was a worldly, carnal man. God gave me a new heart and a new mind. Now I travel and I preach the gospel all over the country with my wife. Don't take people's money. We support ourselves. And we come to these places to remind people, by faith and repentance, you can be born again to a new life. And then, when you're born again, do you know what the fruit that you're born again is?
What is it?
Holiness and obedience, which means you desire what's right before God, not what's right to the culture. Do you think the culture has a lot of wickedness in it?
Oh, it could.
Yeah. And what's going to happen if you follow the culture?
Well, I guess you become wicked.
What will happen if you follow Jesus?
Become holy and obedient.
Amen. And then the Bible says you must endure. What's your first name?
Nick.
Nick, I'm James. That's my wife Debbie over there you just talked to. Okay. The Bible says you can follow Jesus and you can be holy. So on those cards is my email and my website. Do you go on the internet?
I do. I
Don'tperish.com. And there's my email. And you could email me and I would love to encourage you and talk to you about the things of God if you've got any questions. Do you live right here?
I live in Georgia.
Oh, Georgia. What area?
North Atlanta.
North Atlanta, okay. I go through Georgia. I preach a lot in Dalton, and then we head on through, and when the weather gets cold, we keep going further south into Florida, and we preach all winter down in Florida because there's a lot of good events and people are outside like this. Whereas in Georgia, it gets cold. We're from in Wisconsin where it's really cold, so we don't, but we live, you know what? We live in a camper van. We sold everything we own. We live in a camper van, and this is what I do. I preach, and I don't take people's money, and we lift up Christ's name. But at my website, there's thousands of articles that'll help you in the truth of God, and you can reach out to me and I can encourage you. Have you been born again of God, you think?
I think I have.
Do you go to church?
I do.
Okay, so here's the problem I'd warn you about, Nick. Test the church systems. The Sunday church systems, they were not invented by God. You know who invented the Sunday church systems? Man.
Okay.
You know, Christmas, God never invented Christmas. The Roman Catholics did. And then the evangelicals just started doing it. Easter, God never invented Easter. It's a pagan holiday that the Roman Catholics started celebrating.
All right.
Sunday, they say, is the Lord's Day. Did you know Sunday's not the Lord's Day? The Bible doesn't teach that. Man made Sunday the Lord's Day. The Roman Catholics did. And what happens is when the evangelicals split and came out of, it's called the Reformation, when they came out of the Roman Catholics, they took all these false ways with them. Here's another one. Sunday. Going to church on Sunday in a building and listening to a guy behind a wooden pulpit. Do you think God ordained that, or does that sound like something man ordained?
Well, I'm not sure.
Man ordained that. Okay. So it's good to gather with godly people, but here's the problem. The people you probably gather with, they're probably worldly, aren't they?
Actually, I don't really have friends. I tend to focus on just making money.
Oh, okay. What do you do?
I'm a salesman.
Oh, what do you sell?
Solar panels.
Oh, really? Yeah. Wow. Okay, well, it's good to make a living. You're a young guy, you got to make a living.
Yes.
But don't get consumed in that. That's just a means to an end. What you want to do is, here's a big key, ready? Don't make your life about money. Make your life about Christ, and then money just supports your life in Christ. See how the difference?
Well, I make a lot of money, but I don't make it. I try to teach people how to make money.
Yeah,
the knowledge I get, I believe it comes from God.
Uh-huh.
This is what I think. I don't know. I think God's just like a big cloud. He's
no.
Like, he's omnipotent. Like, no one can really be near him because he's so powerful.
He is, but he's also a personal God. I mean, you know, Jesus was God. He shows us who God is. So he's a personal God. He's not just he's a spirit, but he's more than just like the New Age God that's just like this entity out there in all things. No, God's a spirit, and Jesus came to show us who Christ was. Isn't that awesome?
Yeah.
Jesus came to show us as the Christ, to show us who God was. He is fully God, fully man, fully God at the time when he came. So what I would encourage you to do is maybe, I like to do this with people. What's the name of your church?
Free Chapel.
Free Chapel. Yeah. I encourage people to take a break from church attendance, and you know what they should do? Get in the Word of God and study the Word of God, because do they keep Christmas and Easter and things like that?
Yeah, they do, yeah.
Those are false holidays. So they're really not teaching you the truth then. Okay. Something to think about, isn't it?
So what about the worship? I like the worship.
Well, worship is not music and doing this and getting
right.
all emotional.
It's obedience, right?
Yeah, worship is your everyday life lived in obedience. See, they've turned worship into a service, some songs, some prayer, a little preaching. See you next Sunday, Nick. That's not worship. Have you ever been married?
No.
Okay. If you ever get married, do you think you're just going to be faithful and really love your wife on Sunday morning and then the rest of the week live and do other things without her?
Well, that don't sound good.
No. Aren't we supposed to love God every day and worship him the same way we would worship Sunday morning?
Yeah.
So they've made the worship system fake. And if you go on my teaching blog, I have all kinds of articles about this. And test that out, okay? And I'd love to help you. You can email me anytime because I love you in the Lord, right?
Yes.